Kino, yes, the 21 is nobody knows who wrote this. Is a description of the execution of the Assar Rouge Malchus, great Nanoim that were executed the Romans because they were the leaders of Amisrael and they were teaching Torah basically. The Romans realized the great, who were the real power and the great strength of Am Yisrael were the teachers of Torah. And there also is why do we mention this keynote on Tisha B'Av? Because, as I'll say, that the destruction of the Nisan, the great Tzaddikim, is equivalent to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we have Tzaddik Gedalia. Gedalia was a great Tzaddik, and murdered on that day. And, so that's where we have a sign which is related to the destruction of the HaMikdash. This keynote is mentioning the great Tzaddikim, the great Tannaim that were murdered. So this should be it's also a kapara for us. Their Nisa is a kapara of a. That's why this is included in the on Yom Kippur, in the middle of the Amidah, we also have such a key chapter describing the destruction of the Asar Rugim Malchus. And that description mentions more Tannaim that I'm missing over here. And it also infers why did this happen? Why were these great people executed in these terrible ways? Here it doesn't say why, it just says Arzei HaLevana, great cedars of Lebanon, Adirei HaTorah, says the giants of the Torah. A cedar of Lebanon is a majestic tree, apparently. We find certain references in the Dilum about the Arzei HaLevana. We have Kol Hashem Shomer HaRozin. HaRozin is a cedar tree. And in that context, Rashi says the HaRozin are Rishayim. That the Rebbeinu Shlomo destroys these people. And why they call HaRozin? Because the Aligaiva, the tree looks majestic, it's very cool. And that's the nature of a Baal Gaiva. And showing they think a lot of themselves. We have other references. It's called Tzadik Katoma Yifrah. Ya'ares Bavona Yizkeh. So there, but there it says, Ke'erez Balvanon, is maybe a remnant to the Beis HaMikdash, was like Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was pleading for the Rebbeinu Shlomo, he said, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael, I want to be Sihara selber auch übernommen und that, that's referring to the base of Mikdash. So we, our great leaders are our Sihara. They are giants because they are Adi Torah. They are not, they're on the opposite. They're not bowing down or anything. And, so why are they characterized as Arzel, which is a beautiful, majestic thing? So this it's brought down that basically great tzaddikim are very humble people, but they do also they're allowed to. Says you're allowed to have diver shminis, but that but the Adi Torah have to know that they are Adi Torah. They don't use this to make themselves lord over people or do things like chas v'shalom, people that are diver. But they know internally that if they work on themselves and they become very humble, that is their greatness. And they understand that. They understand this, and we understand it. So therefore, the tzaddik is also, as it says at the beginning of the pasuk, tzaddik ha-tomer yifra. A tomer is a bay tree. And the bay tree flourishes mainly in the valleys, low down, low down. So that's what they are. They're humble people, servants of their chef. But in the eyes of us, when we look at them, there's tzaddik ha-tomer yifra. See their greatness and the connection to the base of English. So the Gemara says that the reason why the Baal Sheni was destroyed is because of Sina Sina. And in the Piyut on Yom Kippurim, says that the reason why these great tzaddikim were destroyed, by the way, they were not destroyed at the same time. It was the first two that were destroyed, that's mentioned in the keynote, is Meshinim, was the Yisrael, and the Rabbi Ishmael, Kohen Gadol, were killed at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The other Tannaim, like Rabbi Akiva, was killed after during the Bar Kochba rebellion, and other Tannaim was over a period of time, a long period of time. So, but they were these were picked out. So they said the Paktonim understood these people were executed. As Abu, they were Abu Malchus, they were killed by the Romans. That's what they are. But the Pai on Yom Kippur that we say says that the reason that they were killed was because of Mechiras Yosef. That sin that they sold Yosef is the reason. So when was Yosef sold? Centuries ago. Who knows how many years ago? 2,000 years or something like that. So something that happened 2,000 years ago has an effect, such a terrible effect that the goals, we're still in goals from that. The Gemara says that the Bais Rishon was destroyed because of various chamuros, right? But the Zohar, Shiva Zohar, Giva Arayus, the Gemara says that the sins of the Ba'is Rishayim were the Balum. No, terrible things that we did. And that's why the end of the Gaulus was also the Balum. Noah said it will be 70 years. The Ba'is Rishayim, the Ba'is Shayim, the main sins were silent sins. People hating people in their heart. Usually the Aveira of Lashon Hara and Simas Chinam usually come together. But the person who hates the other guy usually secretly whispers things to other people about them, which is Lashon Hara. Sneaky, sneaky sins which are silent. People on the outside present themselves as Shomrei Torah mitzvahs, and lo'aleinu commit these terrible sins of whispering things about other people, because he has a sin about another guy, he won't recommend him, or, you know, it leaks out. The sin that a person has leaks out, but it's not presented in public. Nobody knows about it. And that's why nobody knows when the end of the Golus will be either. It's not, it was not pronounced. So it sounds like the deadly sins of Lashon Hara and Simas Chinam and things like that have a greater impact. On us and our nation, and we're lost because of these secret sins more than the open sins, which are must be that when you commit a horrible thing, the person realizes it's something eventually, and maybe it's easier to do tshuva. Certain things are much more difficult. For example, the Aveira of Avodah Zarah was considered too difficult to overcome, and Hashem has asked the Rabbanim to remove that Yetzer Hara. But the Yetzer Hara of Shiva's Dominion and Gilah Arayis was still there. And basically, by the time of the Ba'is Sheni, there was a lot of Torah. It doesn't sound like there was any Shlichus Damim, and it doesn't sound like there were any Gilui Arayos. So people eventually could do tshuva from those things. But apparently, the Aveira of Simas Chinam and Lashon Hara, which is it's not so easy to overcome, and still with us. Therefore, we're still here in Golus. Says, and the what is the effect? The Golus Torah are murdered in a horrible way. In other words, perhaps. The Oynish that we have from the Lashon Hara and the Simas Chinam is the Rebbeinu who removes the Gedolei Torah from us. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, I'm giving you Hachayim v'Hamavos. I'm presenting you Chayim v'Hamavos, life and death. Okay? And so what do we see? It means to say that if you don't have what is Moshe Rabbeinu says, you have to be showing the Torah mitzvahs. That's what he said. And I'm giving the life and death. And if you're not showing the Torah mitzvahs, well, is we have death. They took away the Gedolei Torah from us. The effect of not enjoying the Torah of Mitzvahs is the Rebbeinu takes away the Torah. He, as you know, we make the bracha, Amen, and also Manu is Koy Vasva. That's why we are the Amen Yivchah. You don't want, you don't, you're not trying to retire, I'll take it away, Chas V'Shalom. You have, for example, and it's interesting, you know, Gemara says, in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, the people were frum. Everybody was frum. But they had a trouble with Lashon Hara business. And they didn't, there was trouble with the wars. They did not succeed in the Muhammads. Where you see that Shaul and his children were killed in the Muhammad against the Plishtim. They had a lot of trouble with that. But they had a lot of trouble with Lashon Hara, as exemplified by David having Tsaris there with, what's his name? Doyagadoni was a big Talmud Chacham, but he had a lot of trouble with Lashon Hara and hating Dov. It was seen as Chinam there over there, and that's why they were not successful in the wars. Achav, the Melech Yisrael, was Oyver Avodah Zarah, due to the influence of his wife, Izebel, succeeded in war all the time. Why? Because they didn't have such people like David Adonai there. There was Ya'achdus, there was Achdus among the chief people, the ones that were Oyver Avodah Zarah, and there were Achdus among those people. Achav was a very a personality. It's very hard to understand. He was a member of the Zohar, and yet he supported a Kailo. In fact, and this is very interesting. One has to understand this. A Yid has a neshama tahara. And even though he looks like he's an Oyver Avodah Zarah or whatever he is, his inner soul is the Yid, and he's attached to the Torah. Even today, whatever you see there that they're speaking against the religious people and they want to make a secular society, whatever it is, when it comes down to his inner soul, the worst of them, you should know, they have a connection with the Torah. Achav, the leader of the Oyver Avodah Zarah, it was Aram surrounded basically, but was about to attack, and they had a great military advantage. And they sent a messenger to Achav, and they said, if you surrender, I want you to surrender. But you should know that there's a price. There's a conditions for the surrender. And they were in a very bad military position at the time. And he says, I'm going to come and take everything from your household. I'll take your wife away. And I'll take away Mahmad Einecho. The Gemara says, what was the Mahmad Einecho? It's Sefer Torah. So everything that they said they would take away, Achav agreed to. But then, if they take away Mahmad Einecho, he didn't agree. Wouldn't even take my Sefer Torah away. This is Achav, the Oyver Avodah Zarah. Many stories illustrate this. the biography of Ralph Blau, former chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, and he said he was in a sent to his uncle to live in Kiryat Chaim, near Haifa. And in the book it says they decided for some reason that they want the buses to run on Shabbos. So he knew the bus driver was a Sephardi Jew. And so before the bus came on Shabbos, he took Taliesin and he put it on the road, on the road where the bus is going to go. And then the bus driver came, we're driving down, and he sees Taliesin on the road. Stopped the bus, and he left. He wouldn't do Everyone of us has this thing in his core. We're connected because our neshamas were on Har Sinai. And the version said, "The reason why I came here to speak to Klal Yisrael is that they should have such an impression. They heard the Dvar Hashem, and he told Moshe, because the So Rebbe says in the Gemara, if you find somebody who's a chutzpah, a of these terrible things, you should know that his ancestors were not standing at Har Sinai. Because it says, "Lamantia tirasi al panecha," and that will be for Lidar So once the Klal Yisrael comes from those people who stood from Har Sinai. And that's what you have in the days of Acha. They succeeded in the world more formal. They didn't hate each other, they liked each other, there was afters. And all the Musa Svarim want to emphasize that small things that you think are little items, see a sinner could be a little item, for example. He says, "I love everybody else, but that guy I hate. Because he did this and this and this to me," whatever it is. So a person walking around, he loves everybody, and he's frumid and everything else. But that person, I can't stand him, and blah, 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 whatever you want to say about him. That's sinashinim. So if you only hate one person, that's enough to make terrible destruction. All the Musa point out their person has to work on his midos, midos toivos, and if you have a mid of sinah, then you didn't do your job. Or whatever, you don't like a person. You have to work on him. Why? What do you don't like him? He's a Ben Yisrael. He's Molly Torah Mitzvahs, Molly Mitzvahs, whatever, even someone who's not so from, whatever it is. It's the wrong thing. We have to stop it. We have to stop it. For example, small things have great impacts. And just like the Asar Rudy Malchus, the Piyut on Yom Kippur says it was because of Yosef. What did they do wrong? He says, "Up to then they felt that the wrong Rishonim said, up to then they were correct." And then because they said Yosef was right there for whatever it was, so they figured they had a right to kill him. So they decided, so Reuven saved them and said, "They didn't kill him, all right, so let him die by himself in the pit." So saw the ice age, right? So then, many years later, okay, 10 to 12 years later, all of a sudden, they see a lot of tsaros happening to them. They found the Gevir in Yosef's sack, and then what did it say there? Didn't say that the tsaros happened is because they wanted to kill Yosef. It said, "Vayomru Hashem, we are sinful and guilty because of our brother. Asherein, we saw that he was in such sorrow. This Hananoi, he begged us, but Moshe, we didn't hear his plea. And we took a 17-year-old boy and we sent him to be a slave in Mitzrayim. We did not, yeah, we were right, etc. But how come our inner neshama that knows you're not allowed to do such things like that? Listen, somebody pleading with you, please don't do this to me. And he's your brother. And they understood. That happened 10, 12 years ago. Oh, the version doesn't forget anything. Everything is written down. And many, many examples of this. Even the greatest of us, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's written down, he said about Klal Yisrael, they will not believe me. And the Rebbeinu said, we'll see who is Lo Yaminu. And because of the Maaseh with the rock, it didn't do what the Rebbeinu said so much. Rabbeinu did not enter as well. Shayanovi said, he saw in the Nevuah what was equivalent to the Maaseh Merkava, even more clear than Yechezkel saw. And he said, Oili, Ish Tmeis Vasayim Anochi, Vasayich Am Tmeis Vasayim Anochi Yoshe. And he said about the Klal Yisrael, that the Tmeis Vasayim. So Mefarshim said that's why he was murdered by his grandson. Menashe murdered Yeshaya because of that statement that he made. Many, many examples. I saw a Chizkuni. It says on the Parsha Matnas, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Eira to Shevet Reuven and God. And all of a sudden, because they asked for it, okay, so they made a deal. Okay. All of a sudden, it says that he gave Menashe also Eira. Doesn't say Menashe asked to be an Eira. So the Chizkuni says it was because of Yosef. Yosef is the father of Menashe. Maybe Menashe was involved there also. But they hid the Gevir in the Yamin's sack. And when they found the Gevir, what happened? It says, Vayikru'u, all the Shvatim ripped their clothes. They knew they're in a big tzara. So Chizkuni says, because Yosef was Goyim, that they ripped, that the Shvatim ripped their clothes in two, they rent it in two. So he ripped the Shevet in two. And he put part of them in Eira Yarden and separated them from the one in the. This was hundreds of years ago that this happened. This slight thing. Yosef was Goyim. Sometimes. You want, yeah, you feel so justified about doing something, but think it over. Maybe there's another way to do it. Maybe there's a, if you want to, stop somebody from bothering you or whatever it is, they have to use an extreme measure in doing it. They have to sell your brother who's 17 into slavery. They have to cause your brother's fear by that they made them rip their clothes or whatever it is. These small things that what the Sifrei Mussar is saying. Watch what you say, watch what you do, think it over. And so you have there's a letter from one of the letters of the Rambam. There was a person in the Yidden that were forced to convert by the Arabs. The Arabs were also in Spain. And then they were chosen the children, and they were a lot, somebody wrote a terrible letter against them. It says that they shouldn't be included in the minyan. And they this and this, this that. The Rambam writes a letter against them, citing various also about people talking too much and terrible things happening from them. And he writes, before you say something, think it over three or four times. And before you write something, think it over 1,000 times before you do this. Don't. The person has to know that anything that he does is written down. And even though nothing happens right away, nobody knows his methods. It can happen 1,000 years later. The impact. We have other examples. So you have David HaMelech, great son of David HaMelech. So there was he was Avshalom rebelled against him, and then Avshalom lost, and David was restored to his malchus. So there was a son of Yonasan, his name was Mephibosheth. And David HaMelech, he was Oichle Ochel Shulchanah. Because David promised Yonasan that he would take care of his children. So he says, David says, where's Mephibosheth? How come he didn't come to greet me when I'm restored to be the Melech? A lot of people came to greet me. There's Mephibosheth. So what happened was Mephibosheth was lame, and he had an Evet Tzivah. So the Evet Tzivah came to Bar David, and he implied that Mephibosheth is happy what happened to David HaMelech. So David HaMelech was Mekabel this Lashon Hara. And it wasn't true. Mephibosheth was not able to come. And he was, when David was in exile, Mephibosheth was sitting b'tzayim and davening for him. It wasn't true. Anyway, there was a thing about a sada, about some Yerusha that was left over. And David said, Atov etzivah chilku the he accepted the Lashon Hara, gave Tzibah part of the field. And the Baskol came all out and said, Yeravam v'Rechavam, which happened many years later. And that was a disaster. Yeravam ben Nevat caused probably one of the greatest disasters that ever happened to Klal Yisrael. Because he was the Melech, and he turned to Avodah Zarah because he was jealous that maybe when he comes back to the Beis HaMikdash on Regalim, they're going to give more cover to Rechavam than they give to him. And he turned Klal Yisrael to Avodah Zarah, and eventually affected Yehuda also, the Avodah Zarah that they turned to. And then destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, who put us into ballast with a terrible disaster. Why? Because David accepted Lashon Hara from this person, David. So we have here this great Sanhedrin that were destroyed. Who knows which you can't get back sometimes. So let us all be macabre to watch what we say. And before you do anything, like the Rambam suggests, think it over many times before you do something which you feel is really not right. The person feels, even though you're justified, and you can give many arguments, but if you feel in the inside that it's really not right to do something like that, then listen to what your inside talks to you about. Your inner core saying it's really not right to do something like that. If you do that, then the Bunchen will have a great Rahmanas on us. Next year, Tishah B'Av will be a Yom Tov. Let's say, Azel Alvana, Adiria Toiva, Ali Tzimusim, Thank you.